They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Pratt's worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande.
Biden inauguration day, did he earn it? Illegitimacy, defined as unlawfulness by virtue of not being authorized by or in accordance with law. Well, in practical uses, illegitimacy is also used to describe many situations, such as people having access to things they didn't build and have such handed to them for nothing. It is not just politicians who illegitimately take what you have and give it to others to gain favor. There are people all around us who themselves move in to illegitimately take or benefit off the hard work of others, sometimes more closely than one would have ever imagined. Take Joe Biden. Did he earn election to the presidency? From a working man's point of view, even if he did indeed win the election without the aid of fraud, it is questionable that Biden earned the presidency in people's minds by staying in his basement for most of the campaign. That's not working for our votes or coming amongst us to know our problems. It is more like the man who stayed at the yacht club most of his life until daddy died or chose to hand him the reins to the big old family business. Resentment follows. Americans have a long history of admiring those who innovate, work hard, and build what they do over years of risk and toil. Often the term used is self-made man, and such is only a negative to the left and the lazy. And on the flip side, Americans tend to resent those they perceive as having not done the work to earn the position or circumstance in which they sit. This is a widely shared human reaction, but amplified in our society, which has a history, or has had a history, of honoring individual achievement. In addition to his myriad of other problems, Joe Biden will suffer because he didn't appear to work to win his position, even discounting issues of possible vote fraud. Others who take the lucky or easy path into position will find the same. They may enjoy the trappings of position, but they will never have the full human respect of honest folks. For most, the older and wiser you become, the more you realize the honest and deserved respect of other respectable people is more valuable to life satisfaction than our transitory things. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas. Subscribe to my podcasts at prattontexas.com. It's free, and you can even set them up to automatically download when available in many cases